Distinguished CEDAW members and participants, I am honored to deliver this statement on behalf of the National Human Rights Commission of Korea. The Commission is an independent anti-discrimination body that investigates cases of gender discrimination and provides opinions on laws and policies. I hope that today's session will serve as an opportunity to discuss challenges in advancing human rights in Korea and lay the groundwork for improvement. First of all, I'd like to point out that we are witnessing signs of weakening national gender equality policy after the current administration announced its plan to abolish the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family. For this year, the national gender equality budget has been drastically reduced. The term women has been removed from various gender policies of the government. The Ministry of Gender Equality and Family still remain vacant since the resignation of former minister. It should be noted that the Ministry of Gender Equality was established in 2001 as a ministerial body with a full authority to manage women's policy. In response to long-standing demands from women's groups, however, it is now reverting to downsize the unit of a department. Just like several decades ago, before the establishment of a ministry, the National Human Rights Commission views that the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family, the main government body responsible for implementing the CEDAW Convention, should not be abolished, but further strengthened as a ministry dedicated to gender equality. Next, I would like to mention that the government commitment toward implementing the CEDAW's decision on the individual communication is currently invisible. In October last year, CEDAW recommended Korea that it should provide full reparation to the victim of human trafficking. Government should make concrete efforts to implement this recommendation without delay and strengthen the system to identify, protect, and support the victims of trafficking. I would also like to stress that Korea needs to enhance the representation of women in various sectors. Women garner just 20% of National Assembly seats in the general election in April this year. There has been no female head of metropolitan governments in the 30-year history of direct election of local governments. In addition, active response should be made to the issue of gender wage gap, where women are paid only 64% of men's wages. It is also imperative to facilitate the access to safe abortion services, as the Constitutional Court decriminalized abortion. It should be addressed that the use of a conditional suspension of indictment in domestic violence cases is increasing. Due to current practices that prioritize family preservation over the protection of rights of victims, gender-based violence should be also tackled actively amid the rise of technology-facilitated sexual violence, and the corresponding legal developments should allow without delay. Lastly, Korea needs to withdraw its reservation to the convention and allow a reform of patrilineal surnames. Also, measures have to be taken to enhance the independence of National Human Rights Commission. Before closing, I would like to ask the CEDAW members to propose the recommendations in the report we submitted previously. Thank you.